When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reynolds James, Pegasus Mall, Dayton, Illinois. I took a 3-hour break after the last altercation to gather my thoughts. The power has not been restored to the office. Utilities are still down, with the exception of water. Krista Montgomery has not returned. I am unaware of her location, as access to the cameras is still unavailable. I can't fucking see her, so I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's safe, but I just... Oh, fuck, why didn't she just stay here? Everything would have been fine if she just was here. We would be safe. We would have food and blankets. We would be fine if she just didn't leave. What if she gets shot, huh? I don't know how to patch up a bullet wound. I mean... I have a good idea of what to do, but I've never actually done it before. What if she gets infected with that stuff? Oh God, I don't want to see that. Oh God, no. She's dead. I can't do that. What the hell is going on out there? If she comes back, will she be different? Like, I don't know. What if she's like the fucking deer? I mean, Buck. And if she's talking and gets me to come out and then kills me, fuck, I wish the cameras were working. Why aren't they working? I'm sure it was that fucking bomb. God damn it, fuck those people. I hope they died like Tara did. Okay. One question at a time before I faint again. And don't wake up. I want to make sure that I'm okay. For sure, when I leave to go after her. Am I going after her? Well, yes, I have to. I can't let her be by herself. I don't think she really knows anything about surviving. Finding shelter, food, water. I mean, I don't really know either, but I have read some books about it, so that's probably more than she's ever learned about it. If I go and get her, then what happens? Do we just leave? We could come back here, or we could find another place to hold up in. But she wouldn't like it, I don't think. She doesn't like being in one place, obviously. I mean, you know. She isn't the brightest star, if you know what I mean. She might get us killed. She said I needed to worry about myself. Fuck her, then. She's gonna get us both killed. If I go out there right now and save her, and then manage to get us somewhere safe, she will probably do something stupid like this again, and this time, we won't be as safe as we are here, and then we'll both die, so fuck her! She does what she wants. She can die trying to find new friends or whatever the reason she left was. I don't need her. I can do this by myself. Who are you kidding? You can't do this by yourself. If you go out there, let's say, in a glorious event, you don't get shot by a lunatic, you are going to be by yourself. Miserable in your own thoughts. And you'll most likely just shoot yourself, because why not? There's no point in living if you can't be with people. Especially if you just kill them all. Yeah, maybe it's me. What if I did all this? I mean, I'm not a superstitious man, but why not? Let's entertain the idea. If I cause this whole mess, then I should just either rot in here for the rest of my life or kill myself, and this would be all over. Right? I mean, at this point it makes sense. Well, if I don't feel like doing the right thing, I could just go out there and find the government and be like, hey, I know how to fix this. And then when they take me in, I'll be like, ha ha ha, fuckers. And then the whole building will blow up and everyone will die except me. Because for some reason, I have to see everything crumble around me. I guess that's kind of cool. I'd be like a supervillain. I don't want to be bad, though. Maybe I should just end it all. Chris will be fine without me. Seems like she was fine from the beginning. She will survive. She doesn't need me. She fits in with whatever this world is. I don't. The selfish thing to do would be to go after her. So I guess that's my question answered. At least someone will know what happened to me. Whoever is listening, don't do drugs. Don't eat too many sweets. Being vegan's kind of cool, I guess. You know, this is going to end like The Mist, where I die of starvation and then the army's going to show up. That would suck. I don't even know if this thing's still recording. It's so old. I'm surprised we haven't had to take the tape out or anything. Or at least I hope so. Otherwise, everything we did would have gone to waste. Oh my god. I remember this one time when I just moved here. I was looking for jobs. I just got my apartment and I went to this bar. And this guy sitting at the end of the bar, he had a Walkman. I was like, holy shit. It didn't even look that old. And I was just thinking, like, why in the world would you have that nowadays? It was most likely more work, more expensive to get the thing rather than to buy a really cheap iPod. It was the weirdest thing. I mean, I didn't talk to the man because why the hell would I do that? But I just sat there in silence, just in awe at this very weird and peculiar situation. I wonder if that's what you're thinking right now, person listening to this. Do you think this is peculiar? Weird? Not what you were expecting? I mean, me neither. If someone is listening, I'm very curious as to how you are listening. I mean, you can't answer. But I'm just pondering the question. Do you think I'm crazy? I'm not at all, but I'm just wondering if you think I'm crazy or not. I mean, you got this far, so I'm definitely not crazy at all. I know that because I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you. See? Not crazy. Yeah, well, now that I think about it, I've been in here for more than just a couple hours. I had to have been here for longer. Maybe 5 or 6. I don't really know. But who cares? I'm gonna die anyway. If my heart doesn't kill me, starving myself most likely will. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Is something coming? I can't check the cameras. I got my knife. I'm gonna kill them. Maybe there's another bomb or an earthquake. Oh, oh my god! Oh, false alarm. Sorry, guys. It was just a... just a bag. I guess it must have just fallen or something. The rumble was real, though. I wonder if Chris is okay. Here's what I'll do. Since I'm not going to use any of this stuff anymore, might as well give it to someone who needs it. Well, I guess I'll just put the food in here and hope whoever finds it quickly so it doesn't spoil. We don't have too many bags. I guess I'll just use garbage bags to carry everything. You know, if you told me all this shit in here would actually be useful to someone one day, I would have laughed in your face. I guess that dumb idea we had actually worked out. Everyone thought we were crazy and stupid for getting all this shit. The other guards hated us for bringing the stuff in. Oh. Freeze-dried ice cream. Ugh. Anyway. Chris would always say, hey, you never know. And it's our God-given right to be paranoid. Everyone else in America is. And no one argued with her. So I guess she was right. Yeah, she'll be fine. She'll find good people. Better people. Holy shit, I remember one day we were working and she brought in this like massive torpedo-like thing. She said it was a space storage capsule. And we were supposed to put the things we cared about in it and send it into space so that when the aliens come and take over Earth, we can go into space and have our things. Obviously, management made us get rid of it. But we did it. We put some stuff in there together. And apparently it's in space right now. She'll be fine. All right. All done. All right. That's it. It's over. I hope whoever finds this recording helps them in some way. That's all I really ever wanted. Chris, if you are listening to this, which I hope you're not, because I hope you don't ever come back here, you were a great friend to me. You were the only person I could really be normal around. I'll miss you. This is Reynold James. Date. I don't know the day. But it's still 2043. In what remains of Pegasus Mall in Dayton, Illinois. Wishing you the best. Goodbye.